Welcome to Cottage Remedies. My name is Emily, and today I'm going to be talking about diseases. So a lot of people consider disease to be a bad thing. But the thing is that disease is actually not inherently bad. And this is why it needs to be explained. So when we look at the word disease, we need to break it down because it actually says dis-ease, meaning not at ease. So when you have a disease, it just means that your body is not at ease. It's not functioning normally. So that's what a disease really is. There is a normal, there's a baseline. And if you have some sort of disease, symptom, ailment, it just means that your body is not at the normal functioning baseline. And there are pretty much thousands of diseases. And when you go to a doctor, it's pretty much all about a diagnosis. Let's diagnose this disease. What disease do you have? And they're going to try and treat that disease. But the thing is that although there are thousands of diseases, there are only just a few root causes. And the root cause is what matters more than titling or naming this disease. So what I believe to be the four root causes of pretty much every disease is: one, poisons; two, nutrient deficiencies or an improper diet; three, dehydration; and four, poor environment. So if those are the four root causes of pretty much every disease, and if you're thinking, how come I didn't say genetics? The thing is that even hereditary conditions could be linked back to those four root causes as they listed. So I don't really count genetics as one of the causes. So that is why the first thing that should be considered is, what are those four things mentioned like in your lifestyle as soon as you have any sort of symptom or ailment? Because our bodies always communicate with us. So symptoms are our body communicating what is going on the inside and what needs attention. Symptoms are a great way to be able to read the body, and you can do that non-invasively just by analyzing what the symptoms are, whether it's redness of the skin, nausea, or, you know, irregular bowel movements, whatever it may be. So then you consider, what is your diet like? Because are you consuming a lot of poisons? And are you getting adequate nutrients from your food? What is your environment like? Are you grounding often? Like, as in, are you connecting to nature and getting those negative ions from the earth? Are you exposing yourself to sunlight enough, which is very important? What's your light environment like? And besides foods, what other sources of poisons are you exposing yourself to in daily life? What is your exercise regimen like? And are you actually hydrated? Because hydration is a massive misconception today. So these are things that should be considered in all cases of disease when trying to treat a disease. So when your body is in a state of imbalance and disease occurs, then is the disease the problem, or is the real problem the cause of that disease? We are kind of told and brainwashed to think of, when someone has a disease, to, you know, oh no, how could I be so unlucky, and to blame the disease and it's the disease's fault. But the thing is that disease is only appearing because of some kind of imbalance in your body, from most likely an external influence, like how you have been living your life and what you've been exposing yourself to. So we need to completely reset our opinions of what disease really is in order to correctly start treating and reversing disease in the body. So when you have a symptom, for example, a headache, that means your body is communicating to you that something's not right in your body. There are certain symptoms that can be due to detox, which would most likely be short-term symptoms. Long-term symptoms or symptoms that are chronic are more likely to do with a deep-rooted issue that's at hand that needs attention. So, you know, if you have recurring headaches constantly, it could be, you've heard this before, but it could be due to dehydration. But be careful not to dehydrate yourself in the process of trying to hydrate yourself because of the misconceptions that come with hydration. So what I'm saying here is that if you have a headache, it's your body communicating to you. So instead of saying be quiet to your body because you find the headache uncomfortable, so you want to suppress it by taking a Panadol or a Nurofen, instead you should be listening to your body and treating the problem that your body is communicating to you. This is what pharmaceutical drugs really do. They only suppress symptoms. They don't actually treat the root cause. They are like band-aids to cover up the communication coming from your body. So antibiotics is a very, very commonly prescribed pharmaceutical, and antibiotics actually suppresses inflammation. And inflammation isn't bad, it's only there because of something bad that caused the problem for the inflammation to start showing up. So the inflammation is actually your body healing itself. Every symptom is just your body healing itself, because your body never attacks itself, your body never wants to hurt itself, and so it's always going to be trying to seek homeostasis and to constantly repair itself. So when you take that antibiotic and you suppress the inflammation and you think for the short term that your problem has gone away because now you don't have bronchitis or tonsillitis or some sort of inflammatory condition, then you just wait until a little bit later and it will come back because you didn't treat the root cause. You just suppressed and you basically stopped your body from healing for that time. And so what happens is the actual root cause of the issue and the damage that is actually being done and the poison or whatever it is that's in the tissue, the damage that's being done, is kind of flourishing because your body's healing mechanisms have been halted. One thing that just completely puts this into perspective, as an example, is type 2 diabetes, because people will go to the doctors because they have the symptoms of it, get diagnosed, and then they're put on insulin, and then they don't change their diet or lifestyle at all. Diabetes is one of the clearest indicators that you need to change your diet and lifestyle, yet the doctor doesn't necessarily suggest and tell you how to do that. They just say take this insulin, and then people will continue to go and eat the foods that cause the type 2 diabetes. And so now all the difference is that instead of relying on your pancreas to secrete the insulin, you're just getting it through an injection. But there was no real addressing of the root cause. It's almost just like, well, the symptoms have arisen, so let's just deal with the symptoms. The common cold and influenza is a great example of this also. This ties into the terrain theory or the germ theory hoax, which I have written about on my website. All it is your body detoxing. The cold and flu is not from supposedly catching a virus from walking by someone that coughed or sneezed, which is what we have been told to believe. And it takes away the responsibility for our own lifestyle habits, making us think that either we have low immunity, which is not even, we don't really have an immune system the way that they've told us that we do, because our immune system is not designed to be fighting off bacteria. Our immune system, or immune system, works hand in hand with all kinds of microbes. So they are not the enemy, and they are not to be feared, although we're told to fear them. This is including molds, parasites, viruses, and bacteria. So people, when they get a stomach bug, for example, they instantly think, oh, I caught it from someone. They don't think that actually this is just my body going through a detox and a self-cleaning process. And they instantly go to the doctor to get some sort of prescription, which is likely going to halt and stop the process of the body's cleaning mechanism. The root cause of these common and recurring colds and influenzas is not because you have a weak immune system, but it's because your body is way overly toxic. It could be because you have nutrient deficiencies, so processes can't function in your body very well, and so you're more likely to have these recurring illnesses like recurring sore throats, or constant headaches, or runny nose, different things like that, which just means you need to turn to the root cause. And just because the common cold and influenza is actually the body's own detox protocol doesn't mean that you have to keep having that constantly. When I started treating those root causes of disease, I've only had one sickness, but it wasn't even a cold or flu. It's been almost a year and a half now, and I haven't had a single cold or flu since I started treating those four root causes. The only ill health effect that I did have was laryngitis, which I didn't even have a sore throat. I just lost my voice for a couple days. And that is because I simply just started detoxing. So instead of my body forcing the detox, I actually went through and did a couple detox protocols, because I realized that over the years, from poor diet habits and, you know, all the rest, like lots of perfume or cosmetics, I was actually really piling up the toxins and exposing myself to way too many toxins. And that is one of the root causes of disease. So to help heal the diseases that I had, I decided to do some detox protocols, and I did a number of different ones. So likely the reason that I haven't had a cold or flu is not because all of a sudden I'm toxin free, but it's because I started taking action on helping my body slowly release toxins with the aiding of the tools that I use to do so, and also through healthy diet. Even hydration and having adequate iodine in your body will help your body naturally detox. So that was what allowed me to no longer need to have these kind of forced detoxes all at once when you have a really bad cold or flu. So that is the way that we should be looking at disease, at colds and flus, and stop looking at it as something bad, something to be fought or to blame for your pain, because the disease is your body's way of healing. It's your body's way of protecting itself. And all your body wants to do is find that optimal standard ground that it was designed to be in, of everything functioning and working properly. So start to analyze those four root causes in your own lifestyle. How may they be affecting you, or if you suffer from a certain symptom or ailment? This can be quite a foreign or controversial topic for a lot of people. It is deeply ingrained in our mind to blame the disease for your pain instead of taking the responsibility for your own life. If you have any questions about anything I've just said in this video, then please do not hesitate to contact me. You can do so via my email, which is on the contact me page of my website. So anyways, thank you for listening, and I will see you in my next video.